From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. South Carolina Republican lawmaker Lindsey Graham is seeking the GOP presidential nomination. In his hometown of Central South Carolina, Graham saying he wants to be president to confront radical Islam, which he says is running wild, and to take on the country's enemies.
I want to be president to defeat the enemies that are trying to kill us. Not just penalize them or criticize them or contain them, but defeat them.
Among other things, Graham says he would send 10,000 more U.S. troops to Iraq to stabilize the situation there. The nation's highest court is siding with a Muslim woman who did not get hired after she showed up to a job interview with clothing retailer Abercrombie & Fitch wearing a headscarf. The justices saying that employers generally are required to accommodate job applicants and employees' religious needs. NPR's Carrie Johnson has more on the 8-1 decision.
The ruling was written by Justice Antonin Scalia with support from several others. The only main dissenting justice was Clarence Thomas. The court majority held that to win a claim of disparate treatment, job seekers just need to show that their need for accommodation was a motivating factor for an employer, not that the employer actually knew for certain that the employee, prospective employee, would need an accommodation.
NPR's Carrie Johnson. At the time, the headscarf violated company dress code at retail locations, but that has since changed. A lawsuit's been filed against a first-of-its-kind abortion ban in Kansas. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports the ban targets the most common procedure used in the second trimester.
The Kansas law is due to take effect in a month and bans what it calls dismemberment abortion. The medical term is D&E, dilation and evacuation. Doctors use forceps, tongs, or scissors to remove a fetus in parts. That's now banned, and doctors in violation face criminal prosecution. Oklahoma has passed a similar law. Nationally, only a small share of abortions take place in the second trimester, but almost all of them are done by a D&E. Two doctors filed suit contending the Kansas law is unconstitutional since the Supreme Court has guaranteed the right to an abortion until roughly the third trimester of pregnancy. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.
Builders are breaking ground on more projects in April. Construction spending rose 2.2%, fueled by upticks in housing, government spending, and non-residential building. Overall, the Commerce Department says construction spending hit an adjusted $1 trillion, its highest level since November of 2008. There were strong gains in non-residential construction, including office buildings, hotels, and shopping centers. Government construction was also stronger. Stocks gained ground to start the new trading week. The market moving higher in a day. There was a major acquisition in the semiconductor industry and some positive economic news. The Dow rose 29 points to 18,040. The Nasdaq was up 12 points. The S&P 500 gained 4 points. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. The U.S. remains committed to the current timetable for Iranian nuclear talks, despite the fact Secretary of State John Kerry is returning to the U.S. after breaking his leg in a weekend cycling accident. Kerry has spoken with the Iranian foreign minister since the accident and says he intends to participate in talks slated for the end of the month. Kerry apparently fractured his right femur yesterday after striking a curb while biking in France. Somewhere in Silicon Valley, there's a woman who doesn't know she's got a $100,000 check waiting for her, and not because she won a lottery. As Rachel Miro of member station KQED in San Francisco reports, the woman recycled a vintage computer that turns out to be worth a lot.
In this part of the world, people recycle a lot of computers, but you don't see too many Apple Ones turn up, as in the first generation Apple produced. Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak, and Ron Wayne made about 200 of them in 1976. The folks at Clean Bay Area realized what they had only when they opened the box a few weeks after a recently widowed woman dropped it off and refused to get a receipt or leave her name.
We want to just find the lady.
Victor Gi Chun says they sold the Apple One for $200,000 to a private collector, and it's company policy to split the proceeds 50-50.
I helped her to take boxes from her SUV, and I talked to her. I remember her very good.
So if that woman is listening now, swing on by to collect your half. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in San Jose.
Crude oil futures fell by 10 cents a barrel today, ending the session at 60.20 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.